been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Welcome to Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome Live. We on time today. Let's go clap it up for our engineers. We on time. Yes, yes. Shout out to my man Preach.
I'm shady as fuck.
Yeah, you already know what time it is. The team is in the building. Everybody's cool.
Yeah, I already know what it is. Black success. We in the building one time. Smoother than a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Poppy Chocolate, what they call me.
Black success is back.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
And the team is fully assembled. Hope everybody's day is going great. I'm still going to, like, No Shave December. I'm not getting a haircut no more. I don't know when. I guess until I get in shape. That's my news for the day. How everybody else is feeling today?
I'm great.
You're looking great today. I see a little curl. You letting your hair grow out no more ways?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay, everybody got a little Albie Shore in them and shit. Yeah. How you feeling today, Ty? New wig. See you.
I'm mad. Y'all made me leave my party to come here. I was.
Well, fuck you, fired. Go back.
I'm gonna call that black y'all niggas. Alright.
Oh, damn. Black, what's up? How you feeling today?
Maintaining, man.
Found a job yet?
Nah, New Year's Eve. Meet me at Milk River. You know what I mean? Until 11, we gotta just throw these parties. New Year's Eve. Meet me at Milk River. My birthday party, March 8th, Black Friday. It's gonna be disgusting. Just disgusting. Mm. Wear something black. You can throw in different colors, but something black gotta be within that. It's gonna be disgusting.
How did you just skip both our birthdays on Wednesdays?
I mean, he's preparing. That's what he's doing.
I'm building it up.
He's snowboarding.
I'm building it up.
Let's start it off, man. Let's go, Ty. What you got for us today? What's the tea of the week?
This was a crazy week. Like, the week started off crazy. All right, so we're going to get into it real quick. Tailing off of Nicki dropping her good form video with her petty ass, having both J Fire and Batty G as the front line as the main girls in her video. And just in case you don't know who J Fire and Batty G are, they're sisters who are strippers who are both allegedly fucking Offset that Cardi had. Allegedly.
Yeah.
I said allegedly.
I'm going to say it too. Black men don't cheat. Or he amigo, I forgot.
That Cardi allegedly had beat up in August this year because of what they probably were doing to Offset. So Nicki was trying to be petty. And then at the top of this week, Nicki dropped her boo. And then the internet went crazy because, you know, you can't put nothing on it. They're not going to research. They found that dude had a whole rap sheet. You know, he did time. He did 7 years out of 10 for attempted murder. And he also, he's apparently a registered sex offender. He had a little situation with his girlfriend when he was a teen, and she was a teen, but you know that shit just doesn't go away. And the internet went crazy. She was trying to live her best life with her birthday, with her friends, with her man, and just post her pictures of her alleged happiness. And then the internet was just not having it to the point where she shut down a lot of her comments on Instagram, on on the dude's pictures. You know what I mean?
Adjust your camera.
Can't see shit.
Bring your camera down a little bit. Yeah, just down.
Are we good? Because yeah. I can't see.
Yeah, that's good.
You good now?
That should be.
Shout out to Nicki for coming back and getting a Southside nigga, though.
Yo, fuck you.
That's a high school thing. I heard.
I'm glad it's a high school thing.
It's a Southside nigga. Shout out to Southside nigga.
There's something to be said about legacy. There's a reason that Chris Brown and Rihanna are not together as much as they love each other. There's certain shit you just can't put against your name.
Yo, preach.
There's certain things you can't look to be supporting. And right now, Nicki looking kind of crazy because here she is. I mean, love who you love, but you still have a name, you still have a business, you still have a brand, and it just don't look right, in all honesty. Meanwhile, Meek is flourishing. But in other
but you can't live your life for the people, though. Shout out to Nikki for coming back, finding her Southside boo.
Yeah, but if you're not living life for the
most
people,
women, like, I tell most women, if you want to happy, just come find a Southside nigga, you know. That's where happiness lies. In Queens.
Lies.
Most of the chicks happiness that lies. Cheated on me, they went to Southside.
Hello? They went to Southside. There's no time to get to it.
Yo, so speaking about criminal charges, I don't know who caught the interview today, but Ebro in the Morning, they did a nice little. They were doing an interview with Kodak Black, you know, his work dropped soon, his album dropped soon. So what was happening on the interview was, you know, everything was going good, they having fun, blah, blah, blah. And then Ebro brings up Kodak's ongoing recurrent sexual assault charge that he has dealing with, and somehow expected this young man to comment about it. And for those of you who didn't see it, shit went left immediately, because Kodak Black was stumped for words. He's like, you know what, basically, why y'all be bringing shit up? Ebro says, basically my show and I can talk about what I want to talk about, and I don't like sexual assault, so we're gonna address it without even addressing it. Kodak Black said, well, I don't want to be here. Ebro said, you don't have to be here. He got up and he left. And then went crazy again, because they were divided. Some people were happy that Ebro was trying to discuss something so serious, considering that now my shit don't work. Y'all are foul motherfuckers, yo. Divided internet. People were happy that Ebro was trying to bring up the sexual assault charge and have it discussed, because there's a thing that somehow celebrities are not held to the same standard as civilians. So they were glad he was trying to face it up. But other people was kind of like, this is a kid with an ongoing charge. Like, why would you want to have him discuss something like that on air that could probably make the case worse? Mm-hmm. I mean, not for nothing, we all believe in a little bit of forgiveness. And he still is a fucking kid. He's 21. Not to say it's an excuse, but a lot of us were doing a whole bunch of bullshit. 21, didn't know half of what we were doing, probably didn't know certain things, had legal consequences, not legal consequences, but could tie you up in a certain way. But I don't know, that shit happened. Y'all could drop how y'all feel about it in the comments, but it was crazy. And then they had Kodak Black had a really good interview with the Breakfast Club, where they brought it up, but a better way. Sometimes it's not what you discuss, it's just how you discuss it. Drake and Kanye had a little Twitter battle. Threats were hurling, and a lot of people were kind of wondering why. They just saw, you know, Kanye went to the usual Kanye rant, but no one knows. If you don't know, that beef is 10 years old. It's not something that started yesterday. That's not something that started last year. And just to give you a little timeline on that, it started since 808 and Heartbreaks. When Kanye was coming out, Drake actually said time and time again, this is when Drake was starting his career, he said Kanye was one of the most influential people in his career. Mm-hmm. Kanye made the beat for Find Your Love. Kanye worked him in several projects. Drake was really appreciative on his two first works. He rapped two songs over Kanye's 808 and Heartbreaks beats and stuff. But then it got to a point where Drake's career was going somewhere fast, and Ye didn't like it. So I don't know how many of you know, but when All of the Lights had their first cut, Drake was on it. And that's when Drake's career was taken off. And then when the final cut was made, Drake was taken off of the track. And then Drake had a chip in his shoulder since then.
They do that a lot all the time. When another featuring artist has a better verse. Yeah. Sometimes.
Then Drake went on an interview one time and shaded Jay-Z and Kanye for doing Watch the Throne. Because apparently at that time, Drake and Lil Wayne was working on a joint album. And Jay-Z and Ye, you know, took it from them, allegedly. I had a good one. Drake dropped a whole bunch of subliminals in different songs. I ain't got time to go into all that, but just know he was subbing them all the time. Then 6 years later, Drake returned the favor when he dropped Jay-Z and Kanye from Pop Style on his Views album. So, yeah, they going tit for tat for that shit. Then fast forward, you know, Pusha T and Drake got their beef. Pusha T's was on Kanye's Kanye's label, allegedly. Kanye and Drake, by the way, live in the same neighborhood, literally around the corner from each other, less than a mile. We know alleged that Kanye told Pusha T about Drake's secret son, and then Pusha T dropped a diss album. Mm-hmm. Drake was mad about that shit, and shit just keeps going left. So now this beef that they have that's been brewing up finally spilled over, and now they're going back and forth at it. Kanye said, "I'm feeling threatened." Drake picked up the phone and threatened him, and these two motherfuckers just going. Drake upped his security since Durant, by the way. He has more
for guards Kanye?
For Kanye. They live, they're neighbors. They live on the corner.
I'm scared of Kanye.
It don't matter. You never know. That nigga is from Chicago. What you mean?
That's the most light skinned shit you've ever seen. Kanye West. He's not right down. Come on, son.
He upped the security. Better safe than sorry. He got more guards. He got a whole SUV parked in front of his house. I'm mad. I know all this fucking information, son. I'm mad. I know this shit. How the fuck do I know this?
I heard that Kiki was like a slight shade too towards for Kim Kardashian.
That's
a Kiki. Do you love me? That's what I heard.
There was way more shade than that. There's another song where he was shading the whole of Good Music on the same album. It wasn't necessarily that. And then at the end, this Scorpion was his last album. The outro is when he actually confessed the whole thing about Adidon, and he was coming back at Kanye. Mm-hmm. I'll post it in the group this week. Y'all see, the shit is really happening. And last but certainly not least, y'all see the shit that's still going on. That's still going on between Cardi and Offset. He's been going ham. He went on a whole, I won't say a rant, but he had an alleged pouring out of his heart.
Take
giving
my boy
him
back.
Pouring his heart out in a video saying his birthday wish is to be with Cardi, sorry, and he loves her, and he wants to spend Christmas with her and culture and blah, blah, blah. And if that wasn't enough, he took a moment from her. I'm going to say he took a moment. She was the first female rapper to headline the Rolling Loud concert in three years. And in the middle of the performance, if you didn't see the video, he walked on stage, his little entourage, brought a whole bunch of flowers and cake that said, "Take me back, Cardi." And he was once again said, "Yo, I just want to do this to you in person. I love you. You know, I want you back." Some people thought it was cute. Some people just did not like it. Me personally, he could have chose a better time. That girl was making history. He should have just let her be great. But once again, the internet went crazy, which is how he's dealing with everything, with how he is overly professing his love all the time. Not
is that
everyone
wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it, but at this point, we're questioning the sincerity of it.
Why? Because he's
for no reason.
Yeah, because he's
because people left their relationship for less.
Faster.
Mind you, all he did was text. Some people are single right now or single parents right now for less than that. They just seen something, heard something, and just ran. I know my worth.
And listen to their misery friends.
I'm not going to settle. So my thing is that my only issue is that he's putting aside, because it's not like he's a broke dude. Not like he's some dude on the corner she gave a chance to.
Mm-hmm.
He was the biggest artist. He was what she was prior to her making music.
That's a fact.
So Migos is one of the biggest groups.
She built her empire
of hip hop history. You understand? So them being together helped her and it helped him. Yeah. But at the end of the day, how could you be mad at him for putting family first? He's saying, you know what? It's a holiday season. This is when everybody's with their family. I got a brand new child. I got a wife. I want to be home with my family. And I feel like anyone going against that is those people that put their own personal ego and their own personal sense of worth of whatever social media is telling them before family. But how could you not want the kid to be happy? What kid don't want to wake up to mommy and daddy?
The kid is not even a year yet. So the kid
matter.
Doesn't
the
even...
Kid, why would the kid not want to see mommy and daddy?
It's not even
that. There's people with bigger kids who don't want the kid to see mommy and daddy.
And that's fine, but we're talking about this. But even with this situation...
Do you have a problem with what he's doing?
I don't have a problem with what he's doing. I have a I have a problem with... If you ask me a question. If you want to apologize, that's absolutely fine. If you miss your family... That is absolutely fine. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. What I do have an issue with is that you're not giving her time to figure her shit out. Because men want time when they want to figure their shit out. So why can't women have the same time?
How do y'all know what Cardi
but,
B
and
needs?
How do you feel? She said she needed time. She goes on.
I know what she needs.
You don't follow.
She didn't text you.
But you don't.
I'm confused.
You don't follow her on social media.
Cardi B did not say that.
You don't follow her on social media. At the end of the day,
don't attack my man. He's still a good.
I mind you, she keeps defending him. We're going through something right now. Just don't attack him.
So how y'all not respect?
But how do you know that? But if she obviously. Anybody can see that clearly she doesn't want to be bothered. If she wanted to be bothered, he wouldn't be doing all of this.
But if you
if what I'm saying is, if you need your space, if you do something wrong and you do something wrong more than once and I reprimand you for doing something wrong, why is it that now because you want things to move the way you want to move because you feel like you made a mistake or whatever it is, why do I have to move on your time?
He
why
not can't it's my dad. I don't think he's saying go move on his time. I think he's just like I'm going to be as open and consistent as possible. I want you to get the message. Because honestly,
he pulled up on her at her show.
So what?
Exactly. Do that on your own time. If you want to do that on your own time. If you miss me,
like I said,
whatever, like you do that on your own time. Don't. I'm in a good mood right now. I'm doing a show. I'm having a great time. You come fuck up that. You come... Just but mess up
I
that
think,
whole
I think you would listen.
Cry. Most women would cry.
Most women wouldn't cry.
If I don't want to be
not every woman wants that.
He's guilty. Well, not every woman experienced that. Y'all before never experienced that. No one never jumped out the window to show that they were sorry. So this was a man.
I can speak on that because I had that. Yes, I was annoyed because when I want my space, I want my space. If I feel a way, let me deal with it. You can't force me to do any other thing.
And you turned the other cheek?
Yes.
But you also didn't go on Instagram or Facebook and put all your business out and say like how people like, oh, don't embarrass me in public and make a quiet apology. Mm-hmm. All right, so now when I'm out and open, now I'm doing too much.
You made the apology. I heard you when you made an apology.
Listen,
relax.
You gotta go above and beyond. He don't want to fall back and then like, oh, it looks like he don't care.
And I understand that. I understand that. But there's a
she's more angry than Cardi B. What the fuck is going on here?
I'm not angry.
Cardi is defending. You're more passionate than Cardi. Let me say that. What is you're that more noise? Passionate turn than Cardi down. B.
He gotta turn it. Plug it out. Plug it all the way out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Cardi B is not angry.
I'm not angry either. He's
making a post
here
like, I'm mad.
She's accepting the apology. Yes. She's saying, give me time. She's embracing it. How is everyone
how
else
How did she embrace
angry?
It? She looked pissed off when he came
she
on the show.
She pissed because she just
seen
her man.
All right. So if you do some stupid shit. But if you do.
Saying, hey.
Because
chill out on him, fall back a little bit.
Exactly, because she's not saying I don't love you. She's not saying I don't love you. I don't want to be with you. She's not saying all that. Like at the end of the day, she just wanna chill. She don't want nobody. I wouldn't want nobody to jump out the window and attack somebody that I love and care for just because we're beefing. She don't have to text me.
Why is women telling
so if did she text you? Did Offset text you?
He did.
He just text you. Fuck out of here.
She posts her emotions every time. She didn't post saying what he did was rude and disrespectful. She didn't say nothing about
that's
that.
True.
She posts her emotions on. This is why we know her business, right? She talked. All right
then. So he
did not
me
say
she
after
me.
What he did was too much. I feel violated. She didn't say shit.
She didn't say that.
Other women who mad because they don't get the over the top apologies like that. That's mad. You can't say that's not sincere because he came out. That is the most sincere thing. He put his
I would
to
say,
the side.
I would say it was so inconsiderate.
It was inconsiderate.
Don't say it wasn't sincere. It was inconsiderate. It's a whole different thing.
But I'm not saying it's not sincere. I just raised the question. Do you think it's sincere? Do you think it's not? To me, it was inconsiderate. I agree with that. It was inconsiderate because you're coming into my space, fucking up my space because you fucked up. So you could have did that a whole different way, but whatever approach he took is whatever approach he took. But my thing is, if I'm engaged, I'm working right now. I'm doing whatever I need to do. I'm in my zone. You come in with your shit and interrupting my zone. I have an issue with that.
That's the
but
problem.
It's also, but on the flip side, but on the flip side,
I'm with my woman best.
But
I'm
that you see, you
but
said
that's what I'm saying.
You said, I'm sorry. La said something very important, and I think that's what a lot of people are getting.
Come on, man.
He said, come work on this. marriage. You see, like, the only people that should be angry or that actually knows how Cardi feels are wives.
Why?
Oh, why?
Why?
Because
people
work on
relationships every day.
No, it's a big difference now.
It's a difference. It's a difference.
You can lease a car and you can finance a car. Different responsibilities. We both drive. Yeah. Different responsibilities. You can give yours back. I can't. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying, that's good. This is my clip right here. So what I'm saying is that at the end of the day, Cardi understands this ain't just saying she could just up and leave. So she's not letting her temporary emotions take over her, which is what it sounds like some of you guys are doing. You're letting the temporary feelings get in the way of what's being done. What's being done, you got to understand, it take a big man to apologize on that platform. He got millions of followers, too.
It depends on what type of situation.
I'm not going to take up too much time. One day, Sushi called me Junior Chocolate, and she messed it up. And I stopped talking to her. I was sending her the voicemail. Because my name is Poppy Chocolate. And she had to get balloons. And it was a skyscraper. And she went above and beyond. The skyscraper was $5,500. But she had to go above and beyond and get the name correctly. Poppy Chocolate. And everyone seen it.
What
and
I'm
everyone
saying,
understood.
Only thing I'm saying is, listen, I'm not telling, I would never say, I'm not that type of person to be like, oh, leave that man, leave this, or leave your relationship, because at the end of the day, you choose, you know what you can tolerate and what you can't tolerate. Only thing I'm saying is, if you fucked up and somebody needs their space, or if they need their space, just give them their space. Because my thing is, you're doing all of that because you fucked up. And because you fucked up, now you want her back. So now you're doing everything to get her back. This is not the first time that you fucked up. And if she's saying that she needs space to figure it out and get it together, not leave you, but just to get it together and figure it out, because her feelings are hurt. She was embarrassed. This happened publicly.
She said she was going to leave. She said, you could tell.
But even if she said, but even
no,
if she said that,
no
even
space,
if she said,
married.
All right. So even, but even if she said that, that's her choice. Regardless, if you want to get your woman back, you could get your woman back. But if she needs her space to get it together, give her her space. That doesn't mean that you back all the way off.
Come
that
on.
Doesn't mean that you don't show her that
bedroom,
you care.
You go in the living room. That's just space.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
The fuck.
He's angry. I get what you're saying.
Other women that have and women host
can't just walk away.
And then a lot of the reason
just walk away from your husband.
A lot of the reason people are upset is because Cardi's reaction was obvious in her face. You could tell like she just wasn't in the mood at that point in time. Mm-hmm. But had she reacted where she was soft, everybody else would be like, oh my god, that's so sweet. It would have been a different thing based on her reaction as well. You know, I don't know.
Because he's apologizing publicly, it seems like he's trying to manipulate her into trying to forgive him.
My
that's
dude,
not,
he's going above and beyond. He even got all not. His celebrity friends making videos.
Exactly.
That's
T.I. all the cheetah celebrity friends are like, take up that.
Some of these chicks get cheated on, and that's it. Then they go get with somebody else that still cheat. They don't get the above and beyond where your friends are called. Very important friends are calling in.
Nobody told Beyonce to leave Jay-Z.
Hold on. So question. So some of these women go
up. Some and told everybody she got cheated on. Ain't nobody say, why you didn't leave him,
she made a whole album.
Make you buy lemonade. That's all they did.
Yeah, all she did is make fun of a side chick. Ain't nobody say, why you didn't leave Jay-Z? And Jay-Z made a public apology. Ain't nobody called him.
He
dumb.
Made a public
he
jump apology out the window album. Either. He
I
made a public
apologize.
Apology album. He took that and he flipped. They both made albums and made money off of their situation.
Beyonce made hers first.
She didn't
Lemonade
flip out.
First.
He,
ain't nobody was
but,
in Beyonce.
But she
like,
didn't flip
what?
Out.
You heard that song? Why
first of all,
leave?
Y'all already
like,
know
she
Beyonce
had,
can't do no wrong.
But
she didn't flip
so
out. He didn't flip out. Even if he made a public serve, even if he made an apology, he didn't go out. He didn't jump out the window. He didn't make several Instagram posts or whatever about how.
But that's just how they move, though.
Exactly.
That's how they move. But it doesn't change the dynamics of the situation. It's basically the same thing.
It doesn't.
It's basically the same thing. So we can't give different energy.
I ain't
even no different energy. I would never tell Cardi to leave
him.
Exactly. I would never tell anybody to leave somebody that they truly care for. Or I like. Of course, if you really care for this person or whatever, y'all gonna figure it out. It's all up to you. But a relationship is a relationship at the end of the day. And
a relationship is different from a marriage.
Okay. But a marriage is still a relationship.
But it's still a big difference, though. It's you're not when,
what is the big difference? It's a contract because
marriage is not a relationship. Don't get it confused. When you buy Lay's, you buy Lay's. When you buy Pringles, you buy Pringles. It's a big difference. It's a different chip.
You just don't go before God and family and promise yourself to somebody. For those of us who value marriage the way we're supposed to value marriage, and then after a year, some shit happens. Like, fuck you, nigga. I know my worth, and I'm gone.
But you don't.
It's not that simple. It's never that simple.
It's never that simple. But you don't go in front of God and everything and say you won't commit adultery and all of this shit, and then you do it. People. The thing is, I think people hide behind marriages, and it's like, oh, so it's for better or for worse. So I could do whatever I want to because you ain't going nowhere.
That's not necessarily true. But you can't call. But that's not necessarily true either. You can't call who you'll be the next 5 years.
People do worse before marriage, though.
Okay.
How do you feel? So if you're saying marriage is for better or for worse, everyone is not perfect walking into a marriage. It is learned behavior. You learn how to be a husband like you learn how to be a wife. You don't know. You're learning on the job.
But you're a person. At the end of the day, you're a person.
Correct. So what I'm saying is that people do the worst part that you're scared of getting in marriage. Without marriage, people are still dealing with it, sticking with the worst.
So what's your point?
Having kids is the worst. That means if you could deal with that at that point, you got to deal with it in marriage. You can't run
exactly.
During marriage.
So, and there is a point that you have to get to marriage. And my thing is, once again, with marriages or with any type of relationship, people think that people aren't going to go anywhere. So it's like, my behavior is acceptable. It's for better or for worse. So if I do this, it's not for better or for worse, so let's work at this.
It's never saying it's acceptable.
But you're supposed to... So what you're saying is somebody's supposed to work through the toxicity.
It's not toxic. Listen. You're taking it to the... You're taking it like, okay, this one bad situation is just the end all.
I'm not.
What I'm saying is, no one is saying he is right. No one has ever said you were right for what you did. No one ever said that what you're doing is correct.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you got to understand that we have a lot to fucking lose. I'm not saying that because you know beforehand you have a lot to lose. You made a stupid decision. Okay, well, that's the reason I'm going to leave. We have a lot to lose. We have shit we got to work out. We got to learn to understand that forgiveness also plays a part in relationships as well.
So
I'm not saying... When I say forgiveness, it doesn't mean that what you're doing, I'm okay with it. No one should ever be okay with that type of shit happening to themselves.
Okay.
But at the same time... You still need a part of yourself to understand that you are with a fucking human who's going to fuck up. You, in turn, in a couple years, could be fucking up as well. Women cheat all the fucking time as well. Mm-hmm. In fact, counselors will tell you, women cheat more than men.
Mm-hmm.
Women cheat more than men.
But they skip that part. They go no, everything else.
We're not skipping nothing. The same way you should be able to bare your soul to somebody and like, listen, I fucked up. I did this. Let's work on this together. You should at least try.
But... What if it happened consecutively? We're talking about this one time. This is not the first time that he's done. If we're bringing it back to Cardi and Offset, this is not the first time he's done this. So what you're trying to say is
how many times you think Jay-Z cheated?
We're not talking about Jay-Z enough. And even if he cheated a lot of times, I don't condone it. I don't give a fuck who you are. I don't care if you're the fucking president of the United States, whoever, Jay-Z, Beyonce, it doesn't matter. Cheating is cheating. It does not change because of your status or who you are. If she decides to take him back, she decides to take him back. That's not what I'm talking about. But what I'm saying is, just because this girl wants to take her time and get her shit together and figure out what her next move is, give her space to do that. People think that just because you're in marriages, because we committed to this, we're supposed to work this out. Okay, so because we're committed to this, you know that doing this behavior and acting in this behavior will get a certain result from me. You know that you will hurt me if you act like this. So I'm supposed to, because we're married, I'm supposed to act like you didn't hurt my feelings. I'm supposed to act like you weren't aware that your actions can cause this type, like, will cause a reaction. No.
No one ever said that, though.
And just for the side note, Cardi did not say any of this.
This ain't personal either. Cardi didn't say none of this, but
Cardi is happy.
I'm saying.
She accepted Cardi the apology. Say, she still want a little bit of time.
Cardi didn't say get Cardi up the stage.
Cardi is upset. Not against it. Cardi this is other energy that has nothing to do with this energy of people in general.
Not necessarily. No.
no. This is energy of people just putting everybody in the same box and saying, because of this, this is how you're supposed to act. Cardi can do whatever Cardi wants to do, just like Offset can do whatever Offset wants to do at the end of the day. There is no rule book that says everybody must act this way because of this and because of that.
All right.
Well, do you think cheating is the worst somebody could do to you in a relationship?
No, I don't. Okay. But I know cheating hurts people's feelings, and it's a problem. That's what I do know. I know that cheating can hurt the opposite, the person. Some people, they don't care about cheating. Some people, they do. Whatever situation that you're in, you know the person that you're dealing with. What people tend to act as if, like, oh, like cheating is a part of a relationship or everybody cheats or whatever, so that makes it okay. It's still going to hurt somebody's feelings.
Okay. It's never okay to cheat.
It's people that preach like that. That be a part of the cheating.
Everybody be a part of the cheating.
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Be a part of the cheating.
Everybody done cheating. So
you can't preach like that.
You don't have another show.
Well, I'm preaching like this, and I know the type of person that I am. I don't know about everybody else.
I know you cheated.
My only thing is
you cheated.
Yeah. So because I didn't want to be in a relationship.
Offset. Shut the fuck up.
No.
Migo.
No.
No. Stop.
No.
We got the topics.
You're a cheater.
We're not
moving to the next topic because I'm not a cheater. I cheated because I didn't want to be in a relationship with somebody because I knew exactly what I was doing. Listen, I ain't want to be in a relationship.
This is jalapeno.
Nobody wants to let me go.
We ain't in no hot seat, but we gonna have some hot spicy topics today. We want this the first topic. That was a good media tea talk that spilled over. I knew that was gonna spill over. That was good. That she put that last.
Said I'm not a cheater, but I cheated.
Yeah, exactly. But
That was crazy.
Yes, I've cheated before.
You a cheater?
No, I'm not a cheater. I have cheaters. There's a difference.
If you kill,
there's a difference.
You're in
jail.
You're a cheater.
Hey, look. Let's go. Let's get to these topics. We got spicy topics today. Say,
party.
All right, let's lock in. All right, we're going to talk about some spicy shit. Let's talk about abortions. Are you pro-choice or pro-life?
Pro-choice.
All right, you started off. Why are you pro-choice?
Because I feel like everybody has a choice and a decision. Like, can't make me do nothing I don't want to do. Sometimes mistakes happen. Right?
Oh, okay.
If I got raped and I turned out to be pregnant and I don't want to have a baby like that, you're telling me I have to have a baby out of that situation? That reminds me every day that I was raped.
I get 40% off at abortion clinic. So
get the
You're annoying.
But,
that's horrible to say, you little shit.
I know, but just got to put some lightning around this. How you feel about that?
Me?
Yeah.
Pro-choice.
Why?
Because because kids are not returnable, and I'm living to see children being put in situations or being dragged through situations, being unfairly, I wouldn't say punished, but I really can't put another word there, punished and feeling things that they shouldn't be feeling. A lot of us have had childhood traumas and things because we were brought into the world at a time when we shouldn't have been brought in. A lot of us grew up because we weren't wanted by one of our parents. You know, it's just I'm pro-choice for the sake of the child. For the sake of the child, I believe people should have a choice whether they should bring a baby into the world or not, depending on your financial readiness, your family readiness. I think you should have the choice to say, I'm not ready right now. Rather than putting that baby in that situation and raising them in fucked up households and fucked up financial situations.
I'm gonna go with pro-life.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with pro-life.
Why you pro-life?
But I think it's like pro-life with some restrictions. You know what I mean? Like, it's still got to be both parents. You know, I feel like sometimes when it comes to abortions, you know, it's like a single-sided thing where one side decide whether they're pro-life or pro-choice or whatever, and I don't think that's fair or honest, or, you know, you can't force someone to be a parent. It could be many things factoring in to why there's a baby in your stomach, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Condom could have broke, could have been a drunk night, could have been whatever. Although you're adults, it could have been many factors, and you gotta let that, you gotta put all that into the equation. So I'm definitely pro-life. I think everything that's born should live, mm-hmm. but it should be both parents that get to factor in and decide whether or not they want to be parents, because that's a lifetime contract. Even when that baby is grown, you're still a parent to that child. So, I'm definitely pro-life. But
you just described pro-choice.
No. Because
he's
no,
saying
because
both with them cheating.
I'm
not a cheater, but I ain't cheating.
No, because what restrictions? You can't force a dude to be a parent, though.
That's like, okay. You want to give him a choice, right?
That's
pro-choice. You got to keep it.
I'm not pro-life.
I'm
pro-life, but you do make a parent be a parent.
No, listen. Listen, I'm pro-life.
Pro-life is, yo, you pregnant, you
but
have
to have a man. There's nothing
in between.
Then that's pro-choice. That's choice. Once you say gotta
so
have a man.
So choice is two, and life is one?
Life is just in one way.
One way.
Ain't no two ways.
Ain't no one to talk about.
Nothing to talk about.
Baby.
You pregnant baby.
Father don't matter.
Don't matter.
Rape don't matter.
Nothing don't matter. Nothing don't matter.
Ooh, I don't like that one.
I'm pro-life. The father should have a say.
I'm going to take my time to South Beach and go for a choice. No, I don't like that one. The father,
you think it should be a limit on how many abortions a woman can get?
Two.
You going with two?
I'm going with two.
That's good. That's a good number.
Yeah. Two. You get two mistakes.
Two mistakes.
You know what I mean? That's it. You get two mistakes, but I don't want to have this one.
All right. So if y'all can put a number on how many abortions you think a woman should get, how many? I mean, like, the limit. Before he's like, all right, girl, this is about your seventh one. You got to have this baby.
People,
no matter.
I've seen women who literally have stomachs
abortion
and then get
birth
abortion.
Control. There's some women out there that's about 6, 7, 8, 9 abortions. And it's like, they just use it. You know what I'm saying? But I think if I had to put a number on it, I'll go baseball. I'll go three. Three strikes, you're out. You know, three accidents. Who knows? How about y'all? How many numbers we got? What is this like? All right, listen, that's just
two
ridiculous.
Or three.
Two or three?
There's a lot of lies here. It feel like they really want to say 7, 8.
Hell
you know,
no.
Women start fucking at an early age.
I personally don't think
that shit. If you fucking at 13, how you only going to get two?
Time going for the time.
How you
going to
get
eight.
Two? You've been fucking at 13.
Cricket baseball with like 8 outs, right?
What? This is a cricket baseball? Shut up, yo.
How, what's the max you think is like, all right.
I don't think there should be a limit, and I'm only saying that. Let me fucking finish, bro.
Break it down. Do your thing.
I'm only saying that because if you give somebody a limit, they'll just know what number to play with. It doesn't mean it's not gonna slow down or stop anything. Mm. If you tell me I got 3 abortions, okay, well I'm gonna think I'm a good girl until I get to my 3rd one. You know, people will play with it like that.
But I think it should be like even if you just saying if you your limit is 3 or something like that, there has to be some type of what's the right word, like you should have to take some type of contraceptive or something like that to prevent pregnancy or something should be there. Because
well the
same, I can't even say that, because what if you decide that you want to have a kid?
That too. And then like, contraceptives fuck with your body. Like, it's fucking with you physiologically. So to force somebody to take a contraceptive is a whole other conversation. That's kind of like, well, you're messing with my natural right. Suppose you're somebody who doesn't believe in certain things. Suppose you're a holist. Suppose you're a spiritualist and you don't believe in having certain things in your body. You know, that's why it gets
be on point.
I mean, people.
That's
I think
oral
my thing
should
is
be such a
my thing is
thing.
No. It's here's what
you should give more oral. More dick.
No,
more dick, man.
You won't get pregnant.
Yeah,
don't put
yeah,
limits,
but you still
could
get. It's diseases. It's not just pregnancy.
We talking
about
diseases.
Diseases.
We talking
about
I know,
diseases
but
in your
still,
mouth or your pussy.
People. Some people don't take care of their mouths.
I'd rather get gingivitis on my dick than
that's disgusting. That is disgusting. I can live with that. That is, I can live with gingivitis. You can get bacteria. That's disgusting.
I can live with gingivitis.
That's fucking disgusting. What I'm saying is, all of that you don't know if your dick can live with gingivitis or not.
The clap. Yeah, if you don't want to be a parent again, suck some dick, man. That's it.
And then also with the reason I say no limit as well is like, I think people are allowed to grow and change. Because the person, the way you might may value life and look at life and make decisions when you're in your teens or your early 20s is not necessarily where you'll be in your 30s. So for me to punish in my 30s because of bad decisions I was making in my 20s because I got to my 3 or I got to my 2 and I'm ready, I'm a changed person, I grew spiritually, I'm in a way better space, a mental place. Now you can tell me I can't have kids and punish me for life. You know, that's why I think it should be no limit on it. At the end of the day, let people live with the decisions that they fucking make. You should not be judging jury over somebody's life to the point where it's like, well, I personally feel that you can't do this.
You also could fuck up your body, not just from contraception. You could fuck up your body from abortion.
You can fucking fuck up anything. But that's what I'm saying. My thing is, let them live with the decisions they make.
The pH balance is, ovulation is all of that.
That's why Chase be on bed rest and can't carry the full term and be having too many abortions, too.
Okay, but they have to live with that. At least they're living with their decisions. You can advise somebody as many times and as much as you want to do in the world. Let them make the decision they want to make and let them live with the shit. If they're 30 and can't have kids because they were having too much abortions, that's on them. But don't put that shit on the government. Like, we already don't let the government have our business. And you put it between your fucking legs, too. Come on.
If there was no abortion, right, do you think people would be more careful who they have and protect the sex with?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell fucking yeah.
Yes.
You want to talk, nigga?
Nah, I'm just saying. Hell fucking yeah.
Why?
Because then, like, you're in a guaranteed thing now. You know what I mean? Unprotected sex, a little bit of sperm is lit. That's it. I think a lot of people. Damn, I'm about to have a moment. Yeah. I think.
This camera zoomed in on you.
Yeah. It's time. It's about that time. I think a lot of people sacrifice sex. And what I mean by that is, in order to have sex, you got to know what pleases you. That's step one. And then you got to give that information to the person that you're planning to have sex with so that they can know how to please you. A lot of people never even get to that conversation because sex is being bartered for acceptance within a sense. You know what I mean? Some people just want to be liked, loved, or given attention to from someone that they prefer. Let's say it's their preference or whatever.
No, here we go.
So a lot of times sex is being abused, you know what I mean? Just for the momentary feeling accepted or wanted by someone. So if abortion was not a choice, people would be a little bit more cautious because now it's like all them temporary feelings can now be permanent things. And I think a lot of people got caught up in the sense of they let a temporary thing with some people become a permanent thing because now they got a kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got a kid off of it. Yeah. Now this person that you're over, you don't want nothing to do with for the rest of your fucking life, guess what? You got his junior though. With the same fucking name, same fucking face. And now you know what I mean? You can't really let go. And that's why so many people be hurt. They got demons. Because the things they're trying to let go of, they can't really let go. Black success, man.
I don't think that it would change anything just because people are going to find ways. Like, before they opened up Planned Parenthood and all of this stuff, there was young girls who were making mistakes and they was trying to give their own abortions. They was trying to kill their own baby. So I don't necessarily think that it would stop anything. It might just make it worse because that's what Planned Parenthood and all of this stuff was put in place for, just so girls could stop doing things like that.
No, it wasn't. Planned Parenthood is race control, but that's a big topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great topic. That's a big topic. Very true. But even if it is race control, certain things were put in place so that these young girls or whatever would stop trying to take matters into their own hands, hiding it from their parents. I don't think that it will change. Like, people's mentalities aren't changing. So... Mm-hmm. It's like people who can't afford fucking getting their ass done and stuff like that. They go right behind and they'll get it done by somebody else for cheaper or whatever. It's the same type of concept. If I can't get it from here, if you closing this down, if you shutting this down saying I can't get abortions, I'm going to find a way to get an abortion, I'm still going to find a way to do what I want to do, regardless. So.
Tanya, you got one?
I think it would reduce a lot of, it would never bring it to a full stop, never. But it would make people at least a little bit more afraid. I think a lot of us live without fear for a lot of stuff. A lot of people live without fear of STDs because they see people now living with HIV for 10, 20 years, opposed to when the virus is pretty new. People live with HIV for 10 plus years now. Now that they have certain things under control, they're not giving you a cure, but they're giving you a way to survive.
Yep.
People are risk, don't care too much about unprotected sex the way they should be afraid of it, because they know that certain STDs and certain things have cures. You know, they know that push come to shove, if a woman gets pregnant, she can go have an abortion. They're not as responsible as they should be because they have a backup plan and they have a way out, or they have a way to fix it, or there's a quick fix or a cheap fix or an immediate fix. If we don't have cheap, accessible, immediate fixes, we're going to either have to go do illegal shit. It's not something we want, or we're going to have to do expensive shit. And if you get, let a motherfucker pay certain thousands of dollars for abortions, I bet you they would not have as many abortions as they do now.
So you think abortion promotes a culture?
Anything that brings ease of access promotes people not valuing making proper, better decisions it around
human
it.
Human life disposable.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's like... It's like transit, you know? It's like the MTA. People know there's a cheaper alternative, so they won't buy a car. Mm. They won't take the... They know it's a cheaper alternative, so just won't buy a fucking car. And they'll give you all the excuses in the world. You don't need a car in New York. It's easier. It's mass transit. Whatever. Anything that dance around the fact that they can't afford a car.
Mm. Right. Wow, that was Barry Bonds right there.
Just saying.
That was a good
That was good right there.
Good comparison right there. Don't treat your vagina like transit.
Value your shit. Value your shit and value who you reproduce.
Get you a Benz. Don't take the bus.
Value.
No more Uber pools. Yeah, some niggas stink.
If you feel a way about whoever you reproduce with, you mismanage yourself.
Don't mismanage your vagina.
Don't mismanage.
Pussy mismanagement.
You know what I mean? you can get therapy now for this stuff. You can contact me or lie. DM us.
Don't contact me. I don't have a DM.
$1,500 a session.
Yeah, we get to the next topic, yo. All right, boom. The abortion didn't work. So guess what?
Right. What's that?
Child support. This is big in our time. This is big in our group. Every time we post something about child support, the group go 1K, 2K numbers and comments and, you know, all concerns. So,
and that's fucking sad. Yo.
Let's go. Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Let's talk about it.
Child support,
is it good or bad?
Gotta get loose. Let me get loose one.
Yeah. Warm it up.
Stretch
Chris.
It out.
I'm about to.
Child support is a... Child support is the new hustle. It's like the fucking thing right now. It's kind of like credit card scamming within a sense. You know what I mean? Think of it like this. It's hard to be a legal motherfucker. Someone that's on the books, you can't run away from child support. You cannot, right? So if you're a scammer, within a sense, and you wanted to, let's say you don't want to work. You want to do the bare minimum to bring in income, right? You could go deal with this guy who worked for probably the MTA. You could deal with this guy who worked for DOE. You know what I mean? You get pregnant by both of them for whatever so reason. You're playing a role. You're playing, you're my preference, and I'm happy with you, and I would never do you like that. You're playing these roles until you get pregnant. You get pregnant, you walk away, you get that 17%. So now, the MTA guy probably bringing in 80, 90 bands, you know what I mean, with his little overtime and all that. Every month, you're guaranteed fucking 2,200. The DOE guy might be bringing in $110. Every month, you're guaranteed 26. Off of that alone, you're bringing in a salary of somebody with a real fucking career. So now you feel like you're working. Now you feel like you're independent. Oh, yeah, I don't need nobody. I don't need no man. I take care of myself. And then you got to, when you look at it a step further, it's some programs put in place for you to be on child support, like the projects. The Projects is not set up for men. If you need an apartment because times is rough right now, they're not going to let you in there. They're going to say, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're a healthy young man. Everything works. Go fucking work and go find a place to fucking live. But it's set up for people that, you know, either is into domestic.
When it first came out, you couldn't have a man.
Your rent get adjusted. Your rent can go as low as $50 a month.
Mm-hmm. In the project?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
It doesn't happen.
Go as high.
And it can go as high as $1,800, $2,400 because it go off your salary. Mm-hmm. 30% of whatever you make, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Based on your house size, there's a cap there. That's a fact. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that with that becomes security, because now in order to get in the projects, you have to be a single parent. You have to. You cannot say I have a father living with me. It can't be two of y'all on that. They're going to blow your fucking rent up. You understand? Mm-hmm. So most people going in there as single mothers or whatever, not bashing them. But I'm just saying it is a systematic order put in place for you to be by yourself and without the person that put the semen in you to create that child. You understand? So child support is a scam. Mm-hmm. It is a scam, and it's set up to it is set up for us to be broken homes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. So some people try to say, oh, why would you create something that is different if you're successful and you're collecting child support to continue the lifestyle that you was maintaining and the lifestyle you want your child to have, compared to you being a bum and surviving off of the child support or the alimony that you're receiving. Mm-hmm. That's two different animals. Mm-hmm. If you're surviving on your own, cool. This was your lifestyle. With or without kids, this is how you'll be living. Cool. But if you're surviving off that child support, if that's creating your lifestyle, creating your trips, creating your outfits, creating your going out, paying your fucking bills, then you're a bum. Without those kids and without this system, without the government setting it up like that to, you know, exterminate black men, you will be in a shelter. Yeah. You'll be in the streets. You'll be sleeping on the train. You'll be a bum. Mm-hmm. And this is the one option black men don't have. We don't have no choice. Because they wouldn't give us an apartment, my nigga. You gotta wait for your mother to die, your grandmama to pass, and put you on something. That's the only way you're going. That's the only way you're going to get one. That's the only way. Everyone else, my... You already know what it is.
Yep.
This is why niggas come home from jail, fuck a chick that live in the peas, and you know. That's what it is.
How do you feel about child support? Is it good or bad?
I think it depends on what the situation is. I think that a lot of people use child support as a means to get back at the other parent. I personally, I don't believe in child support. Not saying that I will never have to go. I don't know if I will ever have to face that, but me personally, I feel like if you don't want to take care of your child or whatever, I'll be absolutely fine. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't have those problems, thank God, but I'm just saying, I just feel like it's just a means for people use it as a means to hinder the other parent. I feel like it hinders the other parent. I feel like there are a lot of people I've come across several fathers who they take care of their kids and they still got to go through the system. So, and I don't feel like that's fair. I feel like shit is dumb, but whatever.
I think I'm on the fence with it because the system is broken, of course, but child support is supposed to be set in place to make both parents accountable. But it seems like it only attacks the father in most situations. Because they make it seem like this father is always, like you said, not around. So, if you got a deadbeat nigga, it's all for it. Make him pay whatever it is. But it only affects the dudes that's actually making money. Mm-hmm. Now, if you got a deadbeat, pookie, nigga ain't really got no money, nothing on file on paper. You're only going to end up getting nothing. $20 a week. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're not going to get anything. It only hurts the people that's really actually trying to make a living and, you know, do good for themselves. Now, if you got a nigga like that who's not helping you, then he deserves to be on it. But nobody's supposed to go through that system if you got somebody who can talk to and that's there and try to be down for the kids. So I'm on the fence with that because, yes, there is niggas that should be
that have kids and try to bounce and leave a mother fucked up, mm-hmm. and that's completely wrong. Mm-hmm. Those niggas need to be on child support. But those type of niggas that do shit like that normally don't have shit. That's why they know they can get away and do shit like that. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, you put them on paper, what, you gonna get $100 a month? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But that's why the system is fucked up. But it's the ones that actually charge it that's doing shit that be fucked up.
And then they
up.
Take the majority but of your money, and then it's like, how I'm supposed
that's
to
That's when
be
you right. also gotta look at it like, most will make that mistake and get that $100 a month dude, get them pregnant because he was cool, he was fly, he was their preference, he had tattoos, you know what I mean, whatever. Whatever they liked. All the stuff they liked. He wore Vans and shit, you know what I mean? And then they'll go hunt after a nigga with a city job because he's not leaving his city job. He won his pension. He done paid into his 401k. He done paid into his shit. His life is in order. Then they will get a motherfucker like you that work for the city. You understand? And throw you in the air no matter what you're doing. You know what I mean? And child support should be on an escrow. It should mm-hmm. be an escrow account where both parents can see where the money is being spent.
Yep.
Because I don't care if you can't pay your rent. That's where you live. I live over here. I got to pay my rent after I pay you. So I live over here. You should be able to pay your rent without my investment into my child.
I agree.
But what I'm saying is this. When you speak to most grown women and they describe the new person that they're speaking with, the first thing they mention is his career. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, I talked to Mike. He's a firefighter. Not that he's a good guy. Not that he know how to dance and she love to go yeah. salsaing every Thursday. No. I talked to Mike and he's a firefighter. She wants you to respect his profession first and respect his salary. So that's why she put that out there. So when you think about that, just understand the mindset of dating and you know interactions between genders when you're showing interest, you know?
It should never be. Got time? You ain't talking. I'm gonna let you talk a little bit. How do you feel about this?
Child support, bad? And I'm coming from a country where we don't have certain systems like this, so
they
I can
don't have laws in Guyana, but
suck my.
Okay.
Go. So I'm from a country where we don't have certain established systems like this. And I see situations where kids, you know, get asked out. So for me personally, child support is good and only good in a situation where it's used correctly. That is, of course, you have a baby by a child. We all know kids are expensive as fuck to maintain and just get stuff for them. And if you're a single parent in America, it's tough balancing yourself, balancing cost of living, especially if you're in New York. So if you have somebody else you had a child with and they're just dodging the responsibilities, yes, put them on child support, not necessarily for your personal benefit, but for the benefit of the child and letting them have certain things for themselves. All of you guys basically just went into the goods and bads of it, but just elaborate on the $100 thing. A lot of people will say, okay, well, I'm gonna put him on child support and I might not get a lot of stuff. But you gotta remember, once you put somebody in the system, you can block a lot more from them. So even if, you know, his judgment is $100 a month, if he can't pay that, it builds up. He goes into arrears. You could block him from traveling. You could block him from getting jobs. You could have liens go on his credit. That's, a lot of people may not even focus on the amount they could get or wouldn't get. They just know that this shit could hurt him in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Other than him paying the amount.
Yep.
So sometimes they're like, I don't even care if he don't have a job. I'm going to put him in the fucking system, though. So now, even if he wanted to get a job, he probably can't get a job.
I think it should be like a max on a certain amount a person should be able to... male or female could receive on child support. Because even like when you look at celebrities that get put on child support, like Blake Griffin, there's no reason in hell, there's no way in hell he should be paying $245K a month. Like, what mm-hmm. child needs that?
Facts.
I don't care, he's a millionaire. What, she could buy a different house every month. $245K
a mm-hmm.
month in child support?
Yeah,
that's not taking care of a child. That's taking care of the child, the mother, her lifestyle, her men, new man, everything else. This is why sometimes when the money is like that and it gets taken away, like Nas' baby mom, she didn't know what to do because she was getting like 40, 50K a month. And you start living off that. But you're not supposed to live off that. It's supposed to be for your child. And that's why the system is fucked up, because there's no set number.
They need an assessor to go out and, you know, just, okay, this is your child's school, let's get a list, this is your tuition, this is your board, this is whatever it is, this is your food for the month, whatever, and let them just, and just how we recertify fucking apartments when you in the projects, recertify the fucking child support every month.
Yeah.
And decide if you're getting overpaid.
And recertify the situation.
Yeah.
I feel like the judge is asking the wrong questions, you know? If I was a judge in the child support court, my first question is going to be, hey, if everything could be fixed out, if everything could be worked out between you two, would you get back together?
That's a different...
And the person that says no, I'm going to know that we don't got to give you payments, because at the end of the day, then you're the one scamming. Because most people, you love this person enough to produce with them. Why would you not get back with them and be it? Why would you hurt somebody? That's people paying child support that could no longer survive after they pay it out.
Facts.
Now they fucked up. Now they back to struggling. They was just staying above water. Now the child support done put them under the water. Now they back to struggling, and you don't give a fuck because you all right, because you got that extra bread coming in. So that's what I'm saying. If you care about child support because you want the child to be happy, whatever, then care about family just as much. Go be a family.
And I think
everything could be fixed.
And
you
forgive
everyone else, forgive the person you had kids with, and get back with them.
I think the kids should be part of the process too. It shouldn't be just the two parents. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be tough. But bring them kids into the court and have the judge asking some questions too. How is the after school program going? You know, how is school going? Are you getting things? What did you do last month? Blah, blah, blah. So sometimes a kid's testimony could let you know that the mother or whoever, or the father, depending on who gets it, is mismanaging their money as well.
Yeah. And sometimes the kids' grades don't reflect being supported.
Yeah.
Your kids is bringing home 70s. We got to talk. Yeah.
Go to the home and assess how they're living. Like, all of that should be part of the process.
Don't make it so simple.
Unfortunately, with the government, there's set departments for all of that. So, like, yeah, what you're saying is set for another department. Like, it's like,
put them departments together. Put them departments together. The thing is, they could do all of that, but they're choosing not to. They're choosing not to.
Mm-mm.
Because why? We're going back to what we said from jump. You know, we are systematically being suppressed by these things. Same thing with the projects. You know, you have to make a certain amount of money to live a certain way. Same thing with food stamps. You have to have a certain amount of money, making a certain amount, living, having a certain account balance. I remember I was in the bank. People used to come and withdraw their money just to show in the system so HR can pick up that they don't have money just so they can get food stamps. The concept is, the broker you are, the more we'll help you. So they're encouraging us to stay broke, encouraging us to not have assets, you know?
Yeah.
That's the government for you.
And the truth is, like, what I think is weird is that I was in a group the other day and I made a post and I said, how much is your child support payments? Right? I asked everyone. And 90% of the people said 200 or less for the month.
Wow.
But the same 90% of people that said 200 or less for the month, preference is that the man, you know, provide and pay all the bills. And so you see, it's the same concept.
Can provide they and pay went the bills
from
though.
No, but look, they went from the $100 a month dude to now you want a city worker. Now you want somebody that's making good amount of money that could pay for shit and all that. You can't do that. The first person that got you pregnant was the broke guy. You gotta. That was your preference. Your preference shouldn't be changing every couple of months because you realize that life is hard.
Should a parent have to go to jail if they can no longer afford their child support?
No.
Well, it happens all the time.
I think that, like Black said, that helps. Tomorrow, somebody getting locked up. Helps encourage the broken home. Just because a person can't afford the child support payment doesn't mean that he's not in their life emotionally, physically. You know what I'm saying? So. He could have fell, she could have fell on hard times, couldn't make the payments, things getting rough. But now you have the other bitter party now. These missing payments, but they're still around. Imagine if they're still around, still in the child's life. You know what I'm saying? Taking to the park, library, all types of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now they can't make the payments, so now they get thrown in jail.
That hurts the child more.
Yep. Like I said, a lot of dynamics. The dynamics are so different. It's such a wide gap, right? So the mom could be per se living in the P's. Her rent might be $200, right? Because they can't count the child support as her income. So let's just say her rent is $200 based off of her income or what she bring in, right? Mm-hmm. Now, he may be also, let's say both live in New York. She live in Queens in the P's. He live in Brooklyn. To live in Brooklyn, his apartment now, he ain't in the P's. He's probably paying $2,000 a month. You know what I mean? So now he paying $2,000 a month. The average person bring home anywhere from $2,000 to $5,000 every month. So if he paying $2,000 in just rent every month, mm-hmm. then imagine him giving up 17%, almost 20% of his income. You're going to feel that. You know what I mean? Because you still got to pay to eat. You still got to pay to travel. All your bills remain the same. Just mm-hmm. minus 20%, motherfucker. So it is a big difference. You can miss a few payments. It's not far-fetched. It's not like he's doing it on purpose. You can miss it. New York is expensive. It's wow, fucking expensive. So at the end of the day, it can happen. And the fact that that's not being factored in or talked about, that he still have to survive as a father and still have an apartment in place and car for the child as well whenever the child comes to you.
You still have funds for
But this goes back to just my point I was making with not putting limits on abortions, let people know what they can play with. So if people know that there's a system set up where they can get money even if they don't have somebody in their life, they wouldn't care about if they have kids or not. They can pop out a kid. Well, I'm gonna just at the end of the day, I'm gonna just put his ass on child support anyway. I'm gonna get something. So they don't value even the thought of childbearing and just who they have kids with, because there is a fail safe somewhere along the line. And what's the favorite thing everybody can say? The kids are gonna be fine.
But to me, I don't think that. I think a lot of people, it's not even about the child support itself. It's just about how they grew up and what they think about
and what they normalize.
Yeah, what they normalize or what they think child support is or what they think it's supposed to be like. Like, you're supposed to pay child support or whatever. Like,
and they've everybody seen their, and they've seen their mom take about care it. Of them and herself on child support. This thing is just such a norm in their mm-hmm. house that it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm gonna just give. At the end of the day, I'm gonna just get a rich motherfucker, have his kid, and just put him on child support. You know, it's just
that's
broken.
But that could be a lot of that. Just could be a lot of women.
We normalize this function so much.
A bottle girl, anybody? Yeah, you see that all the time.
Most people live off of that.
But I'm a dude that got money.
I'm Waka Flocka, baby mama. I'm this guy. And that's their title. That's their title.
One time.
So let's not get far fetched.
One or two times. People do this all the time. This world. You know what I'm saying? Because you fucked a celebrity, you fucked somebody with money, so now you wanna.
That's their payday.
Child.
People do this all the
time. That's why the system
payday.
Is broke. That's why certain shit like that is broke. Shit like that ain't supposed to happen. Somebody ain't supposed to be able to plan to come up over the next person's pockets.
And then worse. And then worse.
Well, a man can't make a woman get pregnant and have a baby, but
there's niggas who be trying worst. To trap women.
You
so that's
can try, but a woman at the end of the day, it says no limits on abortion.
You still gotta have
it. You gotta have that shit. You gotta carry that shit. You don't want it, you ain't gonna have it. Now, if a man flipped on that side, like he went to the abortion way, it's quiet. He gets caught up. No way Drake wanted that baby with Shorty. There's nothing he can do.
The one thing I hate, the one situation that I detest the most in the entire child support system is the people who put niggas on child support just in case. He's there. He's providing. He's there with the kids. He's giving you money. No, you got stress about nothing.
Yo.
Tanya, wait. Need you to, I know what you're going to say. You shut the fuck up right now. <buddy. laughs> You shut it up. We had a girl in the
group. Oh my god.
We had a girl in the one group. That was, she was pregnant by one guy. His payments wasn't too lit. It wasn't litty. She was only getting a couple hundred every month. So now she got pregnant by a guy with a good job. He was good.
She's still pregnant.
She is still pregnant. The baby is not out yet. She about 6 months. She went to the courts to go get an estimate
and see how much
her payments would be based off his salary, based off the information he trusted her with. Yep. This is what I do. This is where I work.
She didn't give the nigga a chance to be a deadbeat.
It's a scam. It's a fucking
scam. She didn't give the nigga a chance. How can you put a nigga on child support if the child's not born? She can, God forbid, lose her baby.
Yeah.
7 months, anything, miscarry. Yeah.
She out here planning on that.
Bitch is already planning. I seen that comment. I said, how can you go get an estimate of
and she was defending
support.
It. She was defending it.
I don't care if that nigga never came to none of your doctor's appointments, nothing. The baby dropped, he would be a good father, whatever. How you going to plan all
the
time. That?
When you see the baby, it could change you, or can make you run.
How you planning a nigga deadbeat and a baby not here?
It's a scam. Women that have children and put you on child support are scam. You are equal to a scammer.
And then niggas want to come at you funny when you waiting to have kids. Yeah, like, I don't want to be caught up in all this shit.
No, you don't love the people that you got pregnant by. Don't fucking tell me to go run around and go just have a kid. You wouldn't get back with them. I ask everyone that. You know that? I ask everyone, would you get back with the person that got you pregnant? And everyone give me a funny answer. Nobody ever says yes. Everyone give me a knack. The fuck, I'm over this person. Why'd you have the baby?
People grow.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yes, people do.
Why'd you have the baby?
Yeah, but you should have. But I get shitted on a lot for not having kids at 30.
That's quiet.
By a lot of people.
I get shitted on a lot for being single.
People grow. It's quiet.
It's life.
Let me intertwine the two of these topics since we touched on today.
All
right. Say you hooked up with a person, right? You hooked up with a girl.
You look at Danny when you said that.
Who?
He looked at you when you said hooked up with a girl, right?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Keep going.
He's not pregnant.
Allegedly.
I look. The girl gets pregnant, whatever. The guy gives the money for the girl to get an abortion. They agree to get an abortion. She gets to the clinic. She don't want to do it. A couple of months down the road, she sends him child support payments. Is he obligated to pay? And she knows off rip he didn't want to have the child? Like, a man explains to you.
Well, the courts are going to say he's obligated.
Not the courts. I'm talking morally. What's going on in the world?
I don't think so, no.
If a man gets you pregnant, and y'all agree to get an abortion, and you don't go through with the abortion, he's telling you he don't want the kid.
You deceived him.
Right? And even probably willing to sign over his rights. Why would you put this man on child support?
That's a fact.
In your mind, you coming in. Because most women do this shit a lot. I don't need no name. My kid going to be all right. I could raise my kid. Boom.
The lies.
And then when you have the baby, you go put a nigga on child support. If you just had this big speech that you was going to be this big single mother.
Oh, no. But
you can't be no single independent mother collecting big child support.
The speech keep going. She's on social media continuing that speech. But she's still going to the courts.
That's what be wrong. Yeah, that's what be wrong. Sometimes you don't give the child a chance.
I think that.
So in this situation,
I don't think he's obligated because he gave you money to get an abortion and you chose to do the opposite. So he was under the impression, clearly, if he gave you money to get the abortion, y'all agreed. Yes, you got cold feet or whatever. I don't feel like he's obligated because clearly he didn't want the baby.
One more element to this story.
I mean, I'm a guy.
How she got pregnant? Was it an accident or were they having?
It was a fling.
Stop. Was it a condom break fling or was we having consensual, unprotected raw sex regularly? That makes a difference for me.
No, it don't.
I said for me, bro. Okay, why is it for you? All right.
We have consensual drunk sex and you end up pregnant. First time. I don't know you.
Well,
like
that's
that.
An accident.
You got the blonde wig on. You don't got the
blonde wig on.
The point of the matter is, y'all not in a relationship. Y'all didn't plan. You don't love this man. Why would you bring this child into this world? And then, if he's telling you he don't know you, he don't want to be with you, he don't want to have a family with you, you bring him child into the world, then you put him on child support. Is that right or wrong?
It's on for me. He is obligated if he was willingly engaging in activities that it was going to be 100% get me pregnant. We had sex the condom break. That's different. At least he was trying to take precautions to avoid pregnancy. If we had sex and, you know, I was telling him I'm on birth control, at least he was trying to take precautions. But if you're just going to be fucking me raw all the time, knowing very well that this is going to get me pregnant, you know, situation comes up, I get pregnant now and then. Couple months down the line, so I decide I want to have the baby. You have to take some accountability for it, even engaging in the act willingly that caused to get me pregnant.
He gave you the money, you took it.
Look, I changed my mind. I have the right to change my mind.
So why you ain't giving him his money back?
Well, that's where I fucked up by not communicating with him. But at the same time, it took two to make that baby.
But that's where the situation fucks up because he gave you money to get an abortion and you chose to take the money in which you were supposed to get the abortion as if you were getting the abortion and you changed your mind.
Okay,
so that's where the discrepancy happens, and then he's not obligated if you already gave him if you took his money to do that and you didn't do it, then he's not obligated.
My thing is this, right? And y'all can insulate. Not saying he
won't
comments.
Do it. Not saying he won't do it.
Y'all can insulate in the comments and stuff. I just want to get the understanding of a woman, right? You get pregnant by a guy. The whole now. 9 months, he's telling you he don't want to have this baby. He don't want no parts of you. And you're trying to, all right, it's your body. You're going to have this kid. All right. I just want to understand. Why do you feel like he's going to step up and be a father? Why would you call him a deadbeat if he's explaining to you he don't want to have a baby? He don't want to be a father.
I don't know. You I think know, they hope that he will, like, they're looking probably at potential or hoping that he will get it together. I don't
think
it's
none
that
of that. I just think that we just normalize dysfunction. We just think we see our parents, we see our we see our aunts just survive.
Come on, you got to repeat some of the fire, girl.
We normalize dysfunction. We all know that a baby's not going to change. We've seen it happen hundreds and hundreds. We've seen it happen hundreds and hundreds of times. We see it happen all the time in our community, and people still make this decision. Again, people read all the books, have all the degrees, have all the great jobs, still make this dumb decision. Why? Because dysfunction is our normal.
Women make this decision. Dysfunction, it's not men. This is the women's dumb decision.
I'm talking about ours in our black community. I know. Dysfunction is our normal.
It definitely started. It was the first groupies. White women was the first groupies.
I'm going to tell you this. A white woman will not miss that abortion fucking appointment.
A white woman, if she get pregnant,
they don't play with that shit.
What are you talking about?
They won't.
Them white motherfuckers will take their 16-year-old daughters. That said, they wouldn't miss their abortion.
And hide it.
They take their 16-year-old daughters and either they have the baby and give it up for adoption, or they have the abortion.
It depends who they get pregnant by.
Not necessarily. They if take that shit seriously.
If by LeBron James, ain't nobody getting their abortion.
Okay, so LeBron James is a black man. Black man don't cheat. He's faithful. He doesn't count.
They get pregnant.
She said that mad quick.
Eminem. They not.
Listen, at the end of the day, you got to understand, we live in a time where people want to be victims.
All the time.
It sound good to say, true, I got pregnant and this person ran out, but I'm going to stay strong.
It's a good story.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be here. Mm-hmm. Not going nowhere. It's like a marketing tool to mm-hmm. attract other people. You understand? Someone got me pregnant. Someone ran out of here, and I'm still here. Look at me. I'm still here. Now, they don't give you the backstory. They
still standing.
I don't fucking
still
wanna,
strong.
You know what I mean? Because I know dudes that be like, yo, listen, this ain't me. I'm not ready for that.
Was the side chick.
Right. Mm-hmm. But no, not even that. A lot of people, moms, is not telling their kids the truth to that story. Yeah, so the kid grow up resenting the dad for no reason, when the person you should really be mad at is your mama. Because, yo, he told mama, I don't want no parts of this, my G. I'm doing X, Y, and Z. I got a mixtape coming. I got this house. I'm trying to fill out for this job. It could have been many things.
I only hit you about 2 times. What are you doing?
It could have been a one-night stand. You never know. It's a lot of people that wanted out and kept it funky from the gate. But she wanted to play victim because it was a cool story.
That sounds like mismanaged penises, movies. Not mismanaged vaginas.
They got
vaginas.
A lot of those. They have
a lot
of mismanaged.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that there's not mismanaged penises.
If y'all fucking raw, y'all mismanaging y'all.
Listen,
exactly.
It is mismanaged penises.
Your
but at the end of the day, it
we're
was
not
held.
Mismanaging it
was
our
held. It was held
your
in your
penis
because
at the
vagina.
End of the day,
it
you decided to not.
At the end of the day, you have to carry the baby.
You got
to
carry the baby, but you decided to not.
But you walk into a broken
situation. It's two irresponsible adults.
And we both know it's a mistake. We both know we're not in a relationship. We don't love each other. Why would we bring a child into this fucked up situation that we've already got?
That's
going?
True. But then you got so some people
but
who
if
don't
that's
believe
true,
in
there's
abortion.
Nothing to talk about.
That's
if
mistake,
that's
that's
true, there's
but
nothing
some
to talk
people
about.
Don't believe in these abortions. Traits. So my thing is this: because
yes, they
you,
do.
Some people don't.
They do.
Some people.
They
don't.
Do. They do. They do.
Everybody
the
asks
for
my discount.
Don't let them lie to you. They do.
Everybody
so at the
asks
end of the
my
day,
discount.
Right. Or you rolled your
at
eyes.
The end of the, at the end of the day, it's a lot of fronting going on, but motherfuckers believe in what they believe in. And trust me, all them beliefs get you know, swayed a little bit. Like, everyone believe they're traditional until it's time for your father to pay for the wedding. Then it's like, I'm not that traditional. I'm some traditional. Yeah, it's the same fucking thing. You
women
think you don't believe in abortion.
Just think, does that baby come, like you said, is going to change his mind?
It's not going to change him. He said he don't want... He don't want no part. A lot of kids are here, and your father didn't want no parts of you, my nigga.
But
it's not his fault. He didn't want to part to you before you was created. And
I'm not gonna not blame the nigga. Even still,
he wrong.
Once the baby come, he's wrong. He can still have no parts of the bitch and still take care of his child. But I understand the angle.
But
that
understand
because I don't understand how men can have
kids walking around.
And they were, just don't acknowledge their children. I don't understand.
Pardon for one second. You gotta. You're trusting when you're sleeping with somebody, right? You're trusting them.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. You're having unprotected sex with them. You are trusting this fucking person. You could tell them anything. Chill with them. You tell them who you hate, who you don't like, what your next couple of moves are. You're trusting them. So imagine this person that you trust. You're now telling, hey, listen. You know what? I'm being honest right now in this stage of my life. I'm not ready for this. This is what I don't need. This is going to fuck up my life. It's what I don't need. I have X, Y, Z planned. Maybe in 2 or 3 years, we could do this again. But for right now, I don't need it. And in her head, she's thinking, this is what I want, though. I want a child right now. I want to push a Everyone got a stroller in the summertime. I want to have a stroller in the summertime, too. They got the new bubble beam stroller. They got the fucking egg.
The hydraulics
that can lift the baby up and it can shake the baby in the air every now and then. I can bring the baby back down and shit like that. I want to have one of them strollers because my homegirl got a coupon for 30% off, and I want to get the shit. And now you got to factor in that she took on a selfish one. It was selfish. She wanted a baby for her own personal needs, to feel love, to feel like somebody want her, to feel like she has something obtainable that belong to her.
At the end of the
and
day.
And went against his wishes.
At the end of the day, don't lock a temporary person into a lifetime bond.
Facts.
That's it.
And
it's
a headache. And for me also,
that's
I think.
That's the end of the day. That's my clip.
But that's most motherfuckers. That's most motherfuckers.
You never said I love you to this man. You just fucking this nigga here and there, and you get pregnant. You setting yourself up for failure already, and you fucking your own child.
No, if you won't get back with them today, you fucked yourself
up. If you was
up.
Never with them, you can't.
If
even
you
get
was
back
never
with
them, you can't get back with them. You can't get back with them. But if you won't get back with them today, if you could fix things,
here you go. But like, how many
you fucked your life up? You fucked your life.
But how many of our parents, I don't mean literally our, but how many of our parents, you know, have conversations with us about avoiding the mistakes that they make as well?
My mother does.
That's another reason why I don't have kids, because she told me all of her fuck ups, and this woman got some stories up her ass. So she told me a lot of shit that's kind of like, yeah, she said, Makisha, be careful, Makisha, blah, blah, blah. And even got a whole family drama around abortion. You know, one of my aunts died because my mom took her to get a bad abortion. So she's just kind of like, I don't even want to see abortions no more. But that's a whole different conversation by itself. But how many are parents? She for her life now. She lost her sister died.
Oh yeah, that's crazy.
So it's like she's like she doesn't believe in them. But at the same time, at least she was able to tell me that situation and others that could have been very very shameful and is very painful, and let me understand the full situation around what's going on, rather than me seeing her, you know, collect child support payments and think, okay, well, that's normal in my house. So if I grow up and I'll just get pregnant by somebody, put them on child support. Now I normalize it and I bring it into my generation and I pass it on to my kids. We're passing on a lot of bad activities and bad traits to our children without even realizing we're doing it, because we're giving our kids our perfect selves. And keeping all the bad stuff in, keeping all the bad decisions in, you know, share, be open with your children. They learn from you also. They learn from your mistakes too.
We finishing up on this. Anybody before we leave? Because like I said, this is a juicy topic. I was gonna get people talking. Everybody's done with the child's birth. Everybody's done. Mm-hmm. This is a good show, man. I'm glad everybody's back and happy though today. You know, everybody's up, like smiling, doing good, man. I came in happy today too, but we're wrapping up, everybody. Throw your shout-outs out, baby. Let's go. Ladies, y'all can start. I mean, y'all can start, too. I'm going to start today. Fuck it. I'll go first.
What?
I
don't know what's going on. I don't know.
BrownHolyWaterPodcast.com. Get your shirts, your hoodies. Maybe Scully's coming back. I don't know. YouTube could be like me. Don't shave. No haircuts. Don't do nothing. Wolf out. This is the last of my hair before I go bald. So I'm going strong.
Saying that for
I'm crossing over. I'm coming on home, LeBron.
Handsome 15 Instagram. And that's it, man. See y'all next week. Like, share, comment. Please share, y'all. And leave them reviews too on the
iTunes.
Yeah, man. We might have something big coming soon. I'm waiting on a nice email. Hopefully y'all be seeing us not on your computer, but on TV.
Amen.
Go.
Amen.
Shout out to everybody who tuned in. Follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy, and you'll see me in the comments later.
Shout out to everybody who's been supporting me. Bod Gyal Ting, the Christmas sale is still on. BGT30 gets you 30% off all your lace units. Big shout out to my best friend Ron. Nightlife Presents Photography for all your photography needs. It's actually really, really dope. This has been somebody who's been in my right for like 7 years now, and I'll vouch for his work. His work is really good. So book him. And of course, my cookie, 347-356-4855. Level Up Wash. He is still washing. But check the weather. You can't call him when it's gonna rain or when it's gonna snow. He doesn't work on those days. But shout out to my whole team. I am _BadGirlTanya on Instagram. Follow me. BadGirl, Facebook.com/BadGirlTanya. You'll find me.
Yeah, it's your boy. You already know what it is. Black success. A lot of y'all know me at Poppy Chocolate. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all ladies know me at Poppy Chocolate. Not that y'all know me because I'm engaged and shit. I'm taking and shit. But, you know, Poppy Chocolate is my name and shit. You know what I mean? But New Year's Eve, Milk River, everybody free before 11 o'clock. Be there, be square. It's going to be lit. It's going to be a lituation. You know what I mean? If you bougie, this ain't the party for you. I could tell you that right now. It's the hood. It's going down. It's going to be in there, though. And then I could tell you right now, my birthday bash, Friday, March 8th. We're going to call that Black Friday. It's going to be serious. It's going to be disgusting. We're going to light it up. Let's get it.
Take us out.
Take us out of here. Engineer giving me the signal. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Coney Island. Yeah.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya. Pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it. Rocket, brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping, merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, tire, pour it, Georgia, rock.